KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a mostly cloudy sky. It's 29 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to become mostly sunny today with a high of 45. There is a freeze warning that continues until 10 a.m. today for the entire KJAN listening area, including those counties along and south and north of Interstate 80 here in the immediate listening area. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A traffic stop at around 2:50 this morning near the intersection of Corning Carl Road and 200th Street in Adams County resulted in an arrest. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports Matthew Christopher Avila of Corning was placed under arrest for OWI first offense. Two passengers in his vehicle were cited for open container as passenger over the age of 21. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say a rural Villisca man was arrested Friday night following a traffic stop at the intersection of 155th Street and V Avenue. 62-year-old Rodolfo Morales Jr. was arrested at around 8:30 p.m. for driving while license revoked. Morales Jr. was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond. Early this morning, three people were arrested on drug charges in Fremont County. Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports the Fremont County K-9 unit made contact with the three individuals in the parking lot of the Sapp Brothers truck stop in Percival. And during an investigation, the three persons, two men and a woman, were arrested for possession of controlled substance. Authorities say 29-year-old Donald C. Brown of Kansas City, Missouri, along with 26-year-old DeAndre Hodges and 29-year-old Latangra Higgins, both from Kansas City, Kansas, were taken into custody and brought to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center, where they were unable to post a bond. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday afternoon a Shannon City man had reported on Thursday that sometime over the last 3 weeks, someone entered his property and took a 2009 blue Big Bear four-wheeler. The loss was estimated at $4,000. And a Creston man reported to the Sheriff's Office on Friday that someone had entered a building on his property and in the process caused $20 damage. Both incidents remain under investigation. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a man had been arrested Thursday on a felony Cass County Sheriff's warrant for fraudulent practices in the first degree. 57-year-old Gregory Eugene Wepler of Lewis was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on $10,000 bond. Cass County Sheriff's Deputy Bill Ayers told KJAN News the charge was with regard to Wepler allegedly receiving unemployment compensation while still earning wages from his place of employment. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said yesterday one person had been injured during a rollover accident that occurred Wednesday at around 6 p.m. A 1998 Chevy driven by 66-year-old Paul Dennis Knudsen of Exira was traveling south on Littlefield Drive about a mile east of Exira when the vehicle left the road and came back onto the road and then went out of control before entering the north ditch. The vehicle rolled several times in the ditch before coming to rest on its roof. Goodson was injured and transported by Exira Rescue to the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Damage from the crash amounted to $15,000. That accident remains under investigation. And the Audubon County Sheriff's Office's 46-year-old Gregory Jacob Mansfield of Carroll was arrested following a traffic stop at around 8:30 p.m. on Thursday in Audubon. Mansfield was taken into custody for driving while barred. He was brought to the Audubon County Jail and later released after appearing before a magistrate. In an update to our stories yesterday, Council Bluffs police on Friday identified the two people who died in a traffic accident early that same morning. Authorities say the driver of the vehicle, 18-year-old Efren Lemus, and his passenger, 17-year-old Christian Renteria Perez, both of Council Bluffs, died when their vehicle went off the road and into Lake Manawa on the south side of Council Bluffs. The accident happened a little after 6 a.m. Council Bluffs Police Sergeant Jason Bailey says responding officers found the vehicle upside down and partially submerged in the water, and they could see one person dead inside the car.
Just for safety reasons, they made the decision to have the tow truck come out and remove the vehicle from the water. Once they did that, a second deceased victim was found inside the vehicle.
Although the crash remains under investigation, it's believed that alcohol and/or speeding may have contributed to the crash.
There were a bunch of skid marks that were left at the scene, which could be an indication of speed, so we're going to do that investigation and see if we can come up with the speed of the vehicle at the time that it left the roadway.
Both victims were students at Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln High School. Council Bluffs police report a convenience store was robbed Thursday morning. Officers responded just before 9 a.m. to the CB Quick Stop at 3500 Avenue A for a report of a robbery. The clerk there told officers that a black male entered the convenience store and displayed a handgun. The suspect pointed the firearm at the clerk and demanded money from the cash register. After receiving the money, the suspect fled the business in an unknown direction of travel. The suspect is described as a black male, about 25 years old, 5 feet 8 inches tall, and with a thin build. The incident remains under investigation by the Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division. Anyone with information on that robbery is encouraged to call them at 712-328-4728 or Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, staff from the DNR's Atlantic Field Office confirmed that cleanup is complete from a manure spill that occurred around October 24th northwest of Clarinda. Contractors worked Wednesday and Thursday to remove about 236 tons of manure-contaminated soil from a ditch near the Lee Brook confinement site. The mix was land-applied to crop fields. Commercial manure applicator Jason Sickles will continue to work on the with Page County officials to restore that ditch. A stuck pump valve Tuesday evening caused about 7,000 gallons of manure to pool at the confinement site and in roadside and drainage ditches that flow into an unnamed tributary of the East Tarkio Creek. The DNR says it will consider appropriate enforcement action. Iowa's pheasant hunting season opens this morning, and 50,000 to 60,000 hunters are expected to be in the fields statewide. Iowa DNR wildlife biologist Todd Bogenschutz says a good season is expected despite predictions of falling numbers of pheasants.
Our counts indicated the population was down about 30%, but we're not sure that's completely accurate just because it was so dry. We were droughty in August when we did the counts, and so we don't get the best counts when that occurs.
There's optimism, he says, for healthy populations of game birds.
We're probably down a little bit, but we don't think we're down 30%. So we're thinking hunters should see good numbers as far as pheasants, maybe a year fairly similar to last year. As far as quail go in southern Iowa, it looks like quail are quite abundant, and quail hunting, I think, is going to be as good as last year, maybe not a little better.
Bogenschutz says weather is always a factor that can impact opening weekend, especially if the weather is affecting Iowa's harvest season.
When we started the season this month, it looked like crop harvest was going to be well along, and then we got a bunch of rain and slowed it down. So the standing crops could be an issue in portions of the state. I know parts of the state are moving right along, and then other parts of the state don't have much out at all yet.
There are no major rule changes for hunters this year. One of the primary rules remains. That is that hunters are required to wear at least one item of clothing that's at least 50% blaze orange. They're also reminded to get permission if they plan to hunt on private property. The hours for hunting daily are 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and the season runs through January 10th. For more information, you can log on to www.iowadnr.gov. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Benjamin Ben Flathers, age 61, of Atlantic, died October 13th at his home. A gathering of family and friends for Ben Flathers will be held today at 3 o'clock at the home of Dixie Flathers in Lewis at 305 Nebraska Street. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Nancy Waters, age 77, of Greenfield, died Thursday at the Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. A memories and lunch in remembrance of Nancy Waters will be held on Sunday, tomorrow, from 1 until 4 p.m., with memories at 2:30 p.m., both at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Dwayne R. Schrader, age 77, of Exira, died Friday at Mercy Hospital Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Dwayne Schrader will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. And Irv Bauer, age 86, of Manning, died Friday at Manning Regional Hospital. The date and time for a massive Christian burial for Irv Bauer is currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.